Praise the Lord. Beautiful day. Just a little bit of breeze. It got above zero about 9:30. At 5 o'clock, it was 10 below. But it's above zero now. Praise God. Supposed to warm up throughout the day. Supposed to warm up and get up into the teens. It'll still be a beautiful sunny day. I want to talk this morning about maintenance. I was thinking this week about back when I was in the Navy, back many, many years ago. We would have every piece of equipment would have scheduled maintenance. You know, every so often you have to go clean it. You had to go inspect it. You had to go adjust it or repair it. And then if need be, it had to lubricate it. And I realized our own lives, we need the same sort of maintenance. Otherwise, we just go on about our lives, nothing's happening, like nothing's going on. Everything's fine. Never taking the time to inspect, never taking the time to look. The problem with that is things get a little off kilter. Things get a little messed up. And if they're never cleaned, if they're never inspected, if they're never adjusted or repaired, if they're never lubricated, if maintenance is never performed, they get off and on and on and on and on and on, farther and farther and farther away from what is right. Many years ago, before I joined the Navy, so we're talking 1979, maybe 78, I don't remember exactly when it was. My first car was a 70 LTD. And I can remember driving down the road one time. I was on a dirt road, driving way too fast on a dirt road. That would never happen for any of y'all. And dirt roads down in Florida, a lot of them are, you know, hard-packed sand. And then you get off to the where it's not so hard-packed, you get buried. And I managed to get one wheel, the drive wheel. You know how, you know, if you don't have positive traction, if you've never seen My Cousin Vinny and got the whole spiel on that. My Cousin Vinny. But that one drive wheel that would run everything, once it got buried, you weren't, you know, the other wheel's not going to help you at all. And I ended up had to jack up the car and push it off the jack to try to get out of the hole. But in the middle of that, I happened to look down, and my rim only had one lug bolt left. The lug nuts had loosened up, and instead of the bolt hole, I had bolt slots where it had worn out to the point where it had broke four of the five lug bolts. This is what happens when you don't do maintenance. When you don't do a clean and inspect, when you don't take a look at things, things got pretty, pretty bad. If it hadn't been for the fact that I'd gone off into the dirt and got the car stuck, I wouldn't have noticed until that wheel passed me as it came off the car. Because it was left. I mean, the bolt that was left was damaged. It was worn. So I was very close to completely losing a tire. We saw that problem, figured out what was going on, and I remember once we got the car, it was me and my brother and my cousin, I believe, but me and my brother and somebody else. Once we got the car out of the hole, back on the road, before we could go any farther, I had to go around to the other wheels and steal a lug bolt from each of them. And you seal a lug bolt by backing the nut off and taking a hammer and driving the bolt out of the hub and then move it over to that tire to bolt it on so that I didn't lose the tire before I could get home. Maintenance. If you don't take care of things, things wear. That's part of life. Things wear, they get damaged, they get worn out. Maybe they need a little touch-up here and there. And it's easy to think about that with machinery. It's easy to think about that, but how about our own lives? How about our own hearts? We just go through this world, you know, the things we face, the people we encounter, a not-so-kind word might kind of get under our skin, and we'll hang on to it. Or we try to be nice to somebody and it turns around and looks like it gets, you know, thrown in our face or not appreciated, and maybe that hurts a little bit. But we don't ever do any adjustment, and we just go on and we allow things to build up in our lives. We need to do maintenance on our own lives. We need to do maintenance on our own hearts. In Psalm 51, beginning with verse 1. We sang a song from Psalm 51 a few minutes ago, "Creating Me a Clean Heart." But at the beginning of the verse, the beginning of the psalm, it says, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is always before me." The psalmist says, "I know I fall short. I need you to cleanse me. I need you to help me." Psalm 19, verse 12 and 13 says, "Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of the great transgression." Psalmist says, "I don't even know where I'm falling short. Help me with that. But also keep me back from presumptuous sins." You know what presumptuous sins are? "God will forgive me. I know I shouldn't do this, but He's a forgiving God. He'll forgive me anyway. Lord, keep me back from that." Psalmist says, "Cleanse me from the secret faults, the ones I don't know about, and hold me back from those ones I'm so stubborn and so stupid that I'm determined to do one anyway. Lord, keep me back from it. Protect me from it." 1 John 1, verse 6 says, "If we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. For if we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us." Maintenance. First step of maintenance is cleaning. You can't inspect something until you clean it up. You can't figure out what's going on with it. In fact, part of the insurance on Debbie's jewelry is it has to go in for cleaning and inspection on a regular basis in order to maintain the policy on it, in order to maintain the protection on it. It has to be cleaned and inspected on a regular basis. When you take your jewelry in, the first thing they do is clean it, because you can't see any imperfections. You can't see anything that needs to be repaired until it is first cleaned. You get all that junk out of the way. So we just read three little passages of Scripture, all having to do with, cleanse me, O Lord. Cleanse me. Get this stuff out of the way so we can inspect and see what's going on. Next step is inspect. Take a close look. Examine what's actually going on. 1 Corinthians 11. Verse 27 says, "Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself." Examine ourselves. And so let him eat and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, and that we may not be condemned with the world. See, God knows exactly what's going on in our lives. And if we will examine ourselves and take it before the Lord and repent and cry out, say, Lord, remove this from me. Cleanse me from this. Teach me of your ways, Lord. Guide my steps. When we see in the Scripture a way we ought to live, when we apply the Scripture to our lives, we get convicted by things in Scripture, we lay it before the Lord and trust Him to work it out in us. That inspect, how does my life line up according to the Word of God? And be willing to admit, hey, I fall short. Lord, I can't do this on my own, but praise God, you are the one who directs my steps. You are the one who is able to keep me from falling. Thank you, Lord, that you are at work in this. Thank you, Father, that you brought it to light, that I might lay it before your altar, Lord. Take it from my heart. Years and years ago, not as many as when I had the LTD, not that many years ago, but when all of a sudden the Scripture came to life to me, unless you forgive others, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you. And I had to cry out to the Lord so much to remove the bitterness and anger toward my ex-wife that was in my heart, crying out. All of a sudden, that Scripture got illuminated. All of a sudden, the Scripture gets illuminated in our lives, and we can say, Lord, bring it to pass. Lord, work this in me. I will to be obedient to your word. I will to forgive. I need and want to follow your word and to do what you've called me to do. Father, help me. Lord, help me. And crying out to the Lord, that inspection, how does my life line up according to the word? 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves as to whether you're in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you unless you are disqualified? Examine our lives. Lord, how does my life line up according to your word? Are we doing that maintenance in our life? And the honest answer for most of us is sometimes, maybe. The honest answer also is, Lord, I need more of you because I'm not yet where I need to be. Praise God. My face does not yet shine like the sun, so that I have to put on a veil. There is more. There is a closer. There is a nearer to God for each and every one of us. A nearer to the Lord. Next step in maintenance is repair and adjust. Repair or adjust. Sometimes things don't need to be fixed. Sometimes the parts don't need to be replaced, but maybe there's a little tweak that needs to happen. Sometimes not. You won't know until you get to the inspection. You won't get to the inspection until after the cleansing. There's got to be the cleaning first, and then the inspection. And then you can repair or adjust as needed. Revelation 2, beginning with verse 1, says, to the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil, and have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars. And you have persevered and have had patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Stop right there for just a minute. The Lord praising the church of Ephesus. You have done all of these things. You have done well in all of these different areas. Verse 4. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Having done all of these other things, I know your works, verse 2, your labor, your patience, you cannot bear those who are evil. You have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and have found them to be liars. And you have persevered and have had patience. and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. You have done well in these areas. We do the inspection, and this is good, this is good, this is good, this is good, this is off. And this being off is going to end up causing the problem, so it's got to be addressed. As we inspect ourselves and come to that repair and adjustment, what needs to be fixed? Verse 4, nevertheless, I have this against you. You have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, and repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Lord, help us to be mindful of your word. Lord, help us to apply your word to our life. Help us, Father, to walk in it and to recognize, Lord, that all of these other things are wonderful, yet you have somewhat against us. Yet there's still a need. There's still a drawing to pull us closer. That maintenance, clean, inspect, test and adjust, repair and adjust, and then on to lubricate. 1 John 2, verse 20 says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." Applying the Word of God to our life through the Holy Spirit. Apply it to me, Lord. Lubricate my life. The oil of the Holy Spirit just pouring upon us, Lord. To open our eyes to see. Same chapter, starting with verse 26, says, "These things have I written to you concerning those who try to deceive you. But the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true and is not a lie, it is, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him." As we rely upon the Lord, as we rely upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives to teach us more of Him, to draw us closer to Him, is not a lie, and will continue to bring forth that fruit in our lives. We'll continue to bring things forth and just work in it, recognizing that our ability to go through this life is a gift from God. The ability to face whatever comes up, is because the Holy Spirit working in us. And recognize that and give praise to the Father because of it. But rely on that. Rely on what the work of the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives to draw us closer to Him, to keep us prepared. And there's another aspect of maintenance that I did not put on the list on purpose, because if anybody got the notes, I didn't want them to get the last key point. Does anybody know what the absolute most important aspect of maintenance is? Anybody want to guess? Continuing. Exactly. Part of maintenance is do it again. Do it again. You have, back when I was in the Navy and we had all these things, you'd have criteria for when you had to perform a certain maintenance. You have to perform this maintenance once a week, for instance. But you also had to perform this maintenance if you hit any of these other thresholds. If the system had been down for so many hours and you brought it back up, you had to go through and do this. Maybe it coincided with another event. It has to be done weekly and after so many hours of operation and any time, say, some special event happens. If you're having having a general quarters, you've had some ship-wide drill. So you have a regular schedule, and then you have different criteria that would also trigger the maintenance. This continuing maintenance in our lives is something that we should have on a regular basis, but we should also have anytime something crops up. It's the same thing. Clean, inspect, repair and adjust, lubricate daily, for instance, weekly, whatever the case may be, whatever it is that you're doing. But also, I happened to run into somebody and they got on my nerves, and I caught myself almost saying something I shouldn't say. Oh, Lord, help me. Lord, help me to examine myself. Everything was going well, and somebody said something that hurt my feelings. Lord, help me remember that I'm bought with a price, that my life is not my own, that people are not my enemy. Examining ourselves in light of the Word of God. Doing the maintenance in our life that is part of walking out this life. Job said, man born of woman is few days and full of trouble. We all face things. Peter said, don't be concerned. Don't be surprised by the fiery trial that's going to test you as though some strange thing happened. We all face things in our life. How we react to the things is an indication of where we are in our walk with the Lord. Praise God. If we count it all joy when we fall into diverse temptations and testings and trials, do we thank God when situations arise that are difficult? Oh, Lord, help me. Your word tells me I'm supposed to, and I don't. Count it all joy. How about, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I can praise God in a lot of things, but I don't know that I hit the in all things category. God is at work in us, and we are called to be lights to the world around us. We are called to be witnesses of His grace and mercy. We are called to be trophies of His grace. Have you ever been in somebody's house that has won trophies, or their kids have won trophies in different sports? You know, the trophies are generally on display. If God's holding us as trophies for His grace, that means we get to be displayed. Oh, thank you, Lord. God wants to show us off. Saying, hey, you think you're messed up? Look what I did with this one. I can do anything. That means we have to be out there, hung out to dry sometimes, put up on the pedestal, or put up on the wall, or, you know, in a lot of the battles and in the medieval times. Yeah, and that's the guy that didn't make it. Held up for an example. We are called to be trophies of His grace, held up for God's grace. The message this morning is on maintenance. And just as we perform maintenance on pieces of equipment, just as it's a good thing to go in and you know, vacuum out the dust in the back of your computer before the computer gets all clogged up, burns up, catches fire, whatever, we're called to examine ourselves, to clean and inspect and repair and adjust and lubricate and reschedule. That continuous maintenance in our life that we all need. That we don't ever become complacent. That we don't ever get stuck. That we don't ever just get so wrapped up in the way things are today that I don't want to make it better for tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Father, we come before You. Lord, You have called us to examine ourselves. You've called us, Father, to adjust those things that need to be adjusted, Father. That as you bring things to light in our lives, Your Word tells us that we're refined. Our faith is refined as silver and gold are refined. And just examine ourselves to work out our own salvation daily with fear and trembling. We can't do that without examining ourselves in light of Your Word. Your Word says, Paul told us that looking in the Scriptures is like looking in a mirror. And so many times we look in the mirror and turn away and forget what kind of person we are, Lord. But You have called us to examine ourselves closely and to recognize that through You we can do all things. We are called to be holy before You are holy. We are called to be perfect, for You are perfect. We are called to be righteous, for you are righteous. And as we examine ourselves in light of the Scripture, Father, Lord, as we repent, as we go back and we do the first works, as we seek your face, Father, to repair and adjust where we are, knowing, Father, that it is not our own abilities, it's not our own strength. If we try to do it in our own strength, we will surely fall. But Lord, by submitting to you and seeking your face and drawing close to you, allowing the anointing of your Holy Spirit to just work through us, to bring about the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, that we might truly be those trophies of grace that you've called us to be, that we might truly be, Father, the examples to those around us, that we might truly be faithful witnesses and ambassadors from heaven to do the works that you've called us to do. We give you praise for it, Father. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.